Thank you so much for calling Customer Support. My name is Kyra. How can I help you today?
Yes, I have a situation here where you have taken $57 out of my checking account, and I have no idea what it's for, and I need that money put back in my account. $56.95 and $7.95, and then okay, go ahead.
I'm listening, ma'am.
Anyhow, my granddaughter did order something for $4.99. It was I forget what it was, something with the for booster Wi-Fi or something. Okay, then that was like $4.99, just paid for the shipping. Well, then of course they had my card, and they end up charging a $7.95 on there. Well, you put on there, and a $56.95. I don't know why, other than the fact that you did have my card for the first $4.99, and I ordered nothing more, or did she? So I don't know what this is, but I need it taken off the account.
Okay, ma'am. What's your zip code, please?
I'm sorry, hon.
What's your zip code, ma'am?
I'm sorry, 43440.
What's your name, ma'am?
Francis Zalokas, Zlokas.
Can you verify your mailing address, please?
329 Lighthouse Oval, Lakeside, Marblehead, Ohio, 43440.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment.
Thanks, hon.
Okay. I do see where you paid $7.45 shipping and handling for the Wi-Fi booster you stated before. With that being said, ma'am, that Wi-Fi booster was a free welcome gift to join the Factory Direct Savings Store. Being a member, you also receive a $125 gift card through your email each month that you're enrolled.
Okay, I'm not enrolled in anything, and if it means that they're trying to get money that I don't have, I'm on a fixed income, I'll send you that thing back that she bought for $7.95. Because I don't need. Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm listening. Go ahead, ma'am.
I don't need any of this stuff, and I like I said, I'm on a fixed income, and I can't afford this stuff. So I need the money back as soon as I can get it.
Okay, ma'am. With that being said, ma'am, we do a no return policy, ma'am, because that was a free welcome gift to join the Factor Direct Savings Store. So you can keep the Wi-Fi booster, ma'am. With that charge, which charge are you referring to, ma'am? How much was it for again?
I think you said $7.95 for the booster.
No, ma'am. The charge you're referring to, you said $50.
I'm sorry, hon. $56.95.
Okay, ma'am. That charge, with that being stated, ma'am, I can offer you a 35% refund.
No, I don't want a 35. I want the whole thing taken off. I didn't ask for anything. Just because they had my account, they went ahead and did it. And I was shocked the day before yesterday, and I kept trying to call you guys. I couldn't get through. I tried calling several times, and it was on hold. Everybody was busy and that, and my bank account is now being, overdrawn.
Well, ma'am, give me one moment. I see you called in the 28th and you canceled, ma'am. So, yes, ma'am. I see you
right.
Right, yes, ma'am. You called.
Well, that's what I was trying to do. Trying to call and cancel anything else that you were going to do because $56.95 showed up on my account that you took out.
I see you're a little upset right now, ma'am. I can offer you a 50% refund.
No, I want a full refund because I didn't ask for anything to be. I didn't join anything, and I was just totally shocked to see that kind of money taken out of my account.
Yes, ma'am. I understand how you're feeling, ma'am. The max I can go is a 50% refund.
Okay, I need to talk to a manager or somebody else because I need the money put back in my account. I didn't ask for anything. I didn't ask you to take it out of my account. And you're not talking $5, $10, you're talking $56.95. It's ridiculous.
I understand you wanted to talk to Supervisor, ma'am. I'm more than capable to handle the call, ma'am. We all handle the same protocol, ma'am. With that being said,
okay.
ma'am, I can offer you a 50% refund to the max, ma'am.
No, I need the full refund. I don't want $26 back or something. I want 50. I don't even know what it's for. It you know, it says savings depot or something depot. That's I don't want it. I need to get the full refund. I don't know how you can do it, but God, I'm telling you, I need that money back.
I understand you said it, ma'am. 50% refund. Max. The 50% is a max I can do, ma'am, today.
No, then you need to get me to somebody else. I mean, I'm not saying, you know, you can't, what you can't do or can't do, but you have to understand. I didn't ask you to take this out. You took it out with me not knowing, and I don't even know what it's for. So I need to get that money put back in. If you have someone else I can speak to, I'm not begrudging you of anything. I'm sorry about that. But, you know, in this situation, I mean, I'm have two late charges now in my bank account because of this.
Give me one more, ma'am.
Thank you.
One moment, ma'am. I'm still here with you, ma'am. Just trying to locate my supervisor, ma'am. Just one moment.
Thank you, dear.
You're welcome. With that being said, ma'am, I have located my supervisor, ma'am. I'm transferring now to my supervisor. I just want to thank you so much for calling for support. You have a wonderful day, okay?
Thank you, and I hope so.
Yes, ma'am.